Welcome to Influence Weekly, the podcast where we dive into the latest news in the influencer world. Today, we've got some hot topics on the table. From Weight Watchers taking a bit of a stumble with their latest influencer campaign to Marques Brownlee, aka MKBHD, taking a creative leap with Ridge by not just influencing, but actually investing. And of course, we'll peek into the empire of Mr. Beast and the way influencers like him are investing in their own colossal ideas. So get cozy, take a seat, or pop us in your ears if you're on the move, and let's break down what's shaping the digital space this week. Ready? Let's do this. Picture this. A lavish mansion perched on a Los Angeles hilltop where a dozen influencers gather, not for a typical glitzy event, but to promote Weight Watchers' new GLP-1 medication service, an ambitious pivot from its traditional dieting heritage. But as the influencers posed with protein muffins and oversized injector pens, they didn't anticipate the storm of controversy that was about to unfold. The initiative aimed to dismantle misconceptions around weight loss medications, but instead got ensnared by a force greater than any marketing campaign, the voice of the people. It was a classic tale of disconnect, as the very influencers Weight Watchers sought to enlist turned the tables, voicing concerns over the emotional scars left by the brand's historic approach to weight loss. Jennifer Witherspoon, an influencer with an intimate history of GLP-1 use, recalled the company's past with a sting, citing trauma inflicted on a community that once saw Weight Watchers as an ally, not an adversary. As if previous brand associations weren't hurdle enough, influencers balked at marketing a service they hadn't personally experienced. Was it a request to lie or just a misguided marketing strategy? Alexis Klingenpiel certainly thought the former, revealing a stunning offer of $750 to endorse a product she never tried, which she ultimately declined despite a bumped-up sum. Yet, the pièce de résistance of the campaign, the GLP-1 house event, became the epicenter of ire. Branded aprons and celebrity appearances couldn't mask the unease. Instead, influencers deemed the campaign out of touch, satirizing it as a low-budget sideshow. The fiasco culminated in parody and critique, forcing those who attended into an uncomfortable spotlight. Weight Watchers, silent amid criticism, citing a quiet period, remained hopeful. With a loyal following still sharing success stories, not every influencer was dissuaded, and some did post promotions for the new service. But as the brand's transition wades through declining sales and a desperate clutch for relevance, it faces the stark reality that not every reinvention comes with a guaranteed happy ending. Marques Brownlee, better known as MKBHD, has taken his tech expertise to new entrepreneurial heights. He's just announced he's stepping in as the chief creative partner and executive board member for the accessory brand Ridge. And if you know MKBHD, you know this tech guru is all about quality and innovation, making this partnership particularly exciting. For the uninitiated, MKBHD is one of YouTube's most trusted tech reviewers. A clear voice in a space flooded with gadgets and gizmos, he brings with him a following of over 18 million subscribers. That's a lot of tech enthusiasts eagerly waiting for his take on the latest releases. Now, imagine channeling all that experience into creating products. That's just what's happening here. MKBHD is bringing product ideas to the table that he's keen to turn into reality with Ridge. His influence in product design can't be overstated. He's got a history of breaking down the ins and outs of tech, often focusing on the design nuance and functional practicality, which will likely ripple through the new wallet and accessory collections slated for an April release. Think slick, functional, possibly the kind of everyday carry that tech enthusiasts wouldn't just want, but need. So, what does this mean for the creator economy? It's a huge leap. Brownlee isn't just creating a one-off collaboration, he's embedding himself deeply within a brand's creative process, shaking up the typical influencer brand dynamic. This partnership could pave the way for future creators to take on more integral roles in shaping the products we come to love and use, steering clear from just surface-level endorsements. I know I'm not the only one eagerly anticipating what this partnership will unveil next. MKBHD x Ridge is not just a merging of minds, it's a sign of evolving times, where creators are becoming as instrumental in product design and brand strategy as any seasoned executive. Keep an eye out, folks. If MKBHD's past is anything to go by, we might be on the cusp of the next big thing in tech accessories. It's no ordinary feat to build an empire in today's digital landscape, but Jimmy Donaldson, better known as Mr. Beast, has done just that. Commanding an audience of a jaw-dropping 239 million subscribers across his platforms, he stands at the pinnacle of the creator economy. Mr. Beast is a mastermind of entertainment, philanthropy, and entrepreneurship. Each video on his channel is an event in itself, often featuring high-stakes challenges or heartwarming acts of kindness. And let me tell you, these spectacles don't just attract millions of eyeballs. They rake in serious cash, too. We're talking millions of dollars in ad revenue and sponsorships for videos that consistently go viral. But it's not just views and clicks Mr. Beast is accumulating. His business acumen is as sharp as his content is engaging. Take Feastables, his line of chocolate bars. Just to give you a taste of his promotional prowess, he sold 1 million bars in the first 72 hours after the launch. And the brand's success doesn't stop at snacks. Feastables is now a jersey sponsor for the Charlotte Hornets. Mr. Beast's ventures during the pandemic are another layer to his ever-expanding enterprise. There's Mr. Beast Burger, a concept that brilliantly capitalizes on the delivery-only restaurant craze. And on the tech front, ViewStats and Creator Global, tailored to serve content creators' analytics and language dubbing needs. So, you might be wondering, just how rich is this serial entrepreneur and YouTube sensation? Surprisingly, Mr. Beast doesn't classify himself as wealthy. Why? Because he pours every cent back into his businesses. The thrill of creation and expansion outweighs any desire for a Scrooge McDuck-style money bin. Risky. Perhaps. But for Mr. Beast, it's been a path paved with success. Now here's a twist. The financial reins of this multi-million dollar operation don't lie in Mr. Beast's hands, but in those of his mother, Susan Parrisher. She holds the keys to the kingdom, managing the finances as chief compliance officer. And she's not just managing pocket change. Talks of a potential Amazon Prime Video deal could inflate those accounts with another cool $100 million. So what we've got here is a modern tale of ambition, where the lines between influencer and mogul blur, all under the watchful eye of a mother who keeps the gears turning. Mr. Beast's story is a testament to the creator economy's boundless potential, where brilliant content meets savvy business, and the profits? They're just a means to make even more magic happen. Mark my words, folks, Mr. Beast is just getting started. And that wraps up another episode of Influence Weekly. Thank you so much for joining me today in sifting through the dynamic and ever-evolving world of influencers. I hope you found our stories insightful and maybe garnered a little more understanding about the power of influence in our digital age. Don't forget to follow us or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to keep up with all the latest news that's shaping the influencer landscape. See you next week.